Penguin Random House Audio presents Lighter. Let go of the past, connect with the present, and expand the future. This is the author, Young Pueblo. Pick the path that lights you up. The one you know, deep down, is the right choice. Stop listening to doubt. Start connecting with courage. Do not let the idea of normal get in the way. It may not be the easy path, but you know great things take effort. Lean into your determination. Lean into your mission. Lean into the real you. People who have experienced deep suffering and are still gentle with others do not get enough credit. To not let the hard things that happen to you win is heroic work. To drop the bitterness and still live with an open heart, despite it all, is a massive gift to the world. Introduction. My story. As I lay there on the floor, crying tears of fear and regret, my mind took on a sharpness that for the first time allowed me to see how far I had veered from my potential. How I had allowed drugs to block me from having to deal with my inner sadness. I had been recklessly pushing my body and mind with dangerous excess when I finally pushed myself too far. It was during the summer of 2011, after another night blindly focused on the pursuit of escape and pleasure, that I found myself on the floor, thinking my heart was going to explode. I was 23 and convinced that I was having a heart attack. I was both scared I was dying and embarrassed that I had let myself get to this point. My mind flashed back to my teen years, working as an activist and organizer for the Boston Youth Organizing Project. I remembered how nourishing it had felt to be part of a group helping others reclaim their power and making real change. How had I lost my path? In the beginning, I thought I was just having fun and that I was in control. But I could now see that the partying had become a way for me to avoid spending time with myself. I used and abused drugs to numb the pain and hide. There was sadness and anxiety inside of me that screamed for my attention, but all I could do was turn away from it. And my drive to keep my attention away from my emotions stood like a wall, blocking me from considering the long-term impact that drugs would have on my well-being, on my life. My mind also kept focusing on the bravery of my parents, how much they had to sacrifice, and how hard they had to work to give me, my brother, and my little sister a better life in the United States. When I was 4 years old, we moved to the United States from our home in Ecuador. Being immigrants and trying to make it in our new city of Boston left its mark on all of us. In the long run, it was the right decision to move here, but for the first decade and a half, we all felt the intense pressure of poverty. It almost broke us. My mother cleaned houses, and my father worked in a supermarket. It was a miracle that they made ends meet, but too often it was an incredible struggle that placed them under an immense amount of stress. Even though we lived simple lives with zero luxuries in a small two-bedroom apartment, money was still always lacking. As I lay on the floor, I kept thinking to myself, I don't want to die this way. I don't want to let my parents down. They have worked so hard and selflessly, given so much to me, that this would be a horrible way for me to die. I need to live and make the most of the opportunity they have given me. For about 2 hours, I just lay on the floor, unable to move. As I felt the shock that my body was going through, I prayed and begged for my life, as I kept bouncing between regret and gratitude. regret for slowly losing the drive to serve others, and for not figuring out earlier how to handle my inner tension in a healthy way. Gratitude for the strength of my parents and their ability to take care of me and my siblings under such challenging conditions, for their selflessness and their unwavering love. Most of all, I felt an enormous pull to cling to life and begin again so that I could make the most of all the energy my parents had put into giving me the chance at a better life. The movement between regret and gratitude reignited the fire of life in my body. After a few hours, my heart stopped beating so intensely, and I no longer felt as if my life were on the brink of ending. My body felt incredibly fragile and exhausted from trying to remain in the realm of the living. But even so, I got myself back on my feet. I had one clear objective. I grabbed all the self-prescribed painkillers I had and threw them away. That day, I resolved deeply in my heart to stop dulling my senses and to start the long walk back to a better life. Gambling with my life just because I feared my emotions was over. I knew that I had to cut out all the drugs and start being radically honest with myself. I did not yet understand what was happening inside me and why I had fallen into such bad habits. But I knew that part of the reason was that I was lying to myself about how I really felt inside. I didn't know how I would finally heal, but I instinctively knew that my path forward had to be based on radical honesty, having the strong determination to stop ravaging my health with dangerous intoxicants, and focusing on building new, healthier habits for my body and mind. It was a hard and long journey back to health, but slowly the changes started. I knew it was not going to be easy. I knew that good habits would feel like entering an unknown world, and I knew the only way to walk through it would be by taking each step with bravery and determination. But I was done with hiding. During the years when I had abandoned myself, my mind felt undeniably heavy, and I knew that I needed to find a clear way to feel lighter. I began by examining every part of my life and put my focus on doing the opposite of what had almost led me to an early death. From eating foods that made me physically stronger, to exercising, to paying real attention to my thought patterns, even when they felt turbulent. I started examining my relationships with friends and family and tried behaving with kindness and patience in areas where there was once too much roughness and irritability. I acted like a detective in my mind, asking questions to deeply investigate and discover the source of my problems. Whenever the urge to escape with intoxicants tried to take hold, I would bring my awareness inward to take a good look at the tension. I remember finding immense amounts of sadness and fear, and an emptiness that ached for love. Later, I would discover that this was a space that only my own love and unconditional compassion could fill. I did not immediately arrive at answers to all of my questions, and it was not until I started meditating that I learned the real root of my suffering. But the simple act of being unafraid to take a deep look within released much tension in my mind. Simply accepting whatever I found helped me feel a new sense of ease, even when my mood was down. Running away from myself took up so much more energy than mustering the courage to embrace solitude and stillness. The first year of building positive habits created a massive shift in my life, I did not feel terrific immediately.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?